RV, Roseville, Sacramento, an iHeartRadio station.
It's not what you know, but who you know.
Do I know you?
And knowing Dog and Joe has absolutely no benefit unless you call right now. 916-766-9370. Know the Dog and Joe Show.
All right, here we go, the Friday favorite. Hopefully you paid attention, not this week, but in days, weeks, months, or years past. Your chance to get three in a row correct if you know the Dog and Joe Show with these classic questions. You'll get hooked up with a River Dog and Joe Show t-shirt. So, let's see here. Where do we start? Let's try this one. Let's go to Christopher. Christopher, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, man?
Christopher, how long have you listened to the Dog and Joe Show?
As much as I can. Whenever I hear some great rock and roll playing from the 70s or 60s, I tune in.
All right, so not really listening for us, okay? Let's go to question one, then. Question one. Trick question, kinda, sorta, or is it? Who on the Dog and Joe Show has been to Hawaii?
Oh.
Dog.
Ooh, Christopher, you gave it hell, but we're done. Yes, we'll move on to, let's go now, let's go here.
Now, this is a tough question.
Let's go to Billy. Billy, do you know the Dog and Joe Show?
I know it. I'm getting familiar with it.
Okay, okay.
Nice. Who on the Dog and... back when you were at the meth lab.
Say again?
I listened to you guys back when you were at the meth lab.
All right, so you got a bit of a head start then.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Who on the Dog and Joe Show has been to Hawaii? Keep in mind, there are three people on the show. That'd be myself, Joe, and Dana.
Yeah. I want to say Dana.
Yeah, a lot of people want to say that. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your time. We got to move on to Stu now. Stu, who on the Dog and Joe Show has been to Hawaii? And
Joe.
You're saying Joe has.
Or, no, you said a trick question, so probably no one.
Oh, well, now we got a ball game. Wow. Now we have a ball game.
That, sir, was a correct answer.
Yes. None of us have been to Hawaii. Yeah. I think we've all kind of thought about, hey, that'd be cool, but my God, you got to sit in a plane that long over all that ocean? I'm out.
I don't really have any problem with that at all. Awesome. It's just the money.
Yeah. And Dana, she just went to Mexico. So, yeah, none of us
it's
have been.
It's cheaper than you think.
What's that?
It's cheaper than you think. I go there usually yearly.
Uh-huh.
To Hawaii?
Well, also yeah, my wife does, her grandpa does kind of live there, but, you know.
So is it, because I've heard people say that it's cheaper than you think. Is it safer than you think getting there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
It's great.
You'd have no problem with that plane.
I want to move there for sure.
Yeah, I wanted to build a freeway there, like an expressway.
I'd like to witness that myself.
You know, a giant bridge. I mean, they do it down there in the Florida Keys. Let's just make it a little bit longer and go all the way to Hawaii.
Just a smidge longer.
Yeah, yeah. And then maybe you put like some sort of clear plexiglass tube over it. So if the swells get too big or whatever, you know, you just keep on trucking and you just keep driving through the tunnel.
Could you imagine being on a bridge like that over the ocean when you're experiencing like a hurricane or just a hellacious tsunami?
Would you do it if there's a road there, and let's say there's filling stations, because you'd have to
get gas. Yeah.
Would you make the trek by car if there was a freeway?
If I was in like a Cobra Mustang or something.
You'd have to put the hammer down because you wouldn't want to be driving 65
the
whole way.
No. Speed limit across the entire bridge. There's CHP, well, where it would be, and then International Police where it's not, and then
there's OP, Ocean Police.
Yeah, there's Ocean Police. Speed limit 75.
I would try it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd try it. I'd be scared
to death.
That'd
be like driving to New York. That'd be way too long.
And here's the thing. There's no turnarounds. So once you go, you have to keep going to Hawaii.
Could you imagine?
You cannot come back.
All I want to do is give it a three-point turn. Not on this bridge, baby.
Yeah, I joke about I would go if I could drive there, but I got to tell you, that would be a creepy drive over all that water, all those hours, you know? That'd be like a 15, 18, 20-hour drive or whatever.
Awful.
Or longer.
It'd be longer than that. It'd be like 2 day.
Yeah.
It'd take you some time, dude.
Oh, and then you got to stay in a hotel there that's built out to the side, right there. And all you're looking at is water.
And what I envision when you are going to drive over a bridge like that is that thing you took me on. We went to the drag races that day. That big long bridge that goes up and curves around. That great.
You talking about Antioch Bridge?
It doesn't have any sides on it.
Yeah, the Antioch Bridge, I think, is where we went.
Yeah, scary.
Sides on it.
Well, I don't want to be anywhere near that bridge again.
Antioch Bridge is kind of creepy.
It is way creepy.
Stuart, you're on the board. 1-0. Let's see if you can pick up another one. You got to get 3 in a row correct. If you do, we'll hook you up with a T-shirt. Here comes question 2.
All right, Stuart. Let me see if I can find a good one here for you.
Classic edition.
Stuart, who on the Dog and Joe show wears stretchy jeans?
Ooh, stretchy jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think they should be called yoga jeans.
They could be. You could do yoga in them.
Yeah. Who on the show wears stretchy jeans?
Let me think about this for a half second.
Well, don't think too hard.
Should we add, and loves them?
And should we also add, and looks awful in them?
That's Joe, then.
Yes, on the board, Stu, yes.
That
can
be true of any clothing I wear.
And I don't know if this is on topic or off topic. We'll throw this one in, another fashion question. This cool cat wore corrective shoes as a child. Who on the Dog and Joe show wore corrective shoes as a child?
Some good info to hold on to.
Yeah.
This is okay.
Mm-hmm. I want you to win, man, because you've done the heavy lifting. You've already got 2 right. I mean, I want you to hold course. I want you to stay in mode, if you will.
Does this person live in Indiana and like the tangy Whip of America whip?
This cool cat wore corrective shoes as a child. Come on, spit it out. You know you can do it.
This cool cat also no longer walks pigeon-toed.
Yes, this rock and roll Sacramento icon used to rock corrective shoes.
Joe. Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, it is Joe. Me. Yeah.
Name brand of the shoes, Neff's. Neff's shoes.
You used to wear Neff's.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, you got it. Hang on, Stu. We'll get you hooked up with a T-shirt. Yes, this cool cat would be Joe, who wore the corrective shoes as a child.
Corrective shoe of the toddler, Neff's.
Did you wear them in conjunction, or did you accessorize with the leg braces?
I love when you bring that back up, because it was a horrible memory for the mommy family. That was my sister.
Oh, I always forget. It was your sister that had the braces, and you had the corrective shoes.
She, poor little thing, did have to have her legs broken to get them fixed and back to normal.
Did she really?
Yeah, but no joke. Straight up wore the Forrest Gump leg braces. Straight up.
She had the clingers on.
Yeah, my sister's name is Erin. Erin had to have her legs broken as a little girl.
Wow. But what was it, in the water? And I've always joked about, you know, like, hey, my mom's my sister, my dad's my brother. Yeah.
We think it was a little bit of inbreeding.
Was there inbreeding that caused
could have been
all these deformities?
I mean, that's why the Neff shoe brand was so big in Indiana.
You know, here we'd go down to L.A., God. You know, down to, like, Rosemead. We'd go down and buy Vans. In Indiana, they went to the Neff shoe headquarters.
Neff's.
It's the Dog and Joe Show. Dog and Joe. On 93.7 The River.